We're celebrating a decade of the Academic Minute this week with one segment from each year. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And on this segment from 2019, Leslie Shipley, Assistant Professor of Art History at Randolph College, discusses how we react to art.
How can artists contribute to public discourse? I am interested in how the art of our time often asks us to sit with ambiguity and vulnerability. While civil conversation among opposing groups sometimes feels impossible, contemporary artists use their work to create spaces for their viewers to engage with challenging topics without requiring them to take sides right away or immediately respond to questions posed. A powerful example of an artistic encounter with vulnerability occurred at the opening of the 2017 Whitney Biennial, when the African-American artist Parker Bright performed an act of protest in front of Dana Schutz's painting Open Casket. Schutz, who is white, had based her painting on a photograph of the mutilated body of the 14-year-old African-American boy Emmett Till, who was brutally murdered in 1955. In a series of peaceful actions within the gallery, Bright sought to challenge what he perceived to be the appropriation of Black trauma in Schutz's painting. Standing approximately 4 feet in front of Open Casket, with his back to the audience, and wearing a shirt that read Black Death Spectacle, Bright activated the museum environment by partially obstructing the viewer's gaze with his own living body. He then turned to talk with museum visitors about the painting and their responses to it. Through Bright's intervention, the art museum was transformed from a place for aesthetic contemplation to a space where vulnerability, resistance, and public dialogue could coexist. While contemporary art may not transform public policy overnight, it can make room for challenging conversations to occur within the public sphere.
That was Leslie Shipley of Randolph College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.